everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice from the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources.
It just hit me, Jonathan.
What hit you?
We are recording something that will be to the public probably in December. I don't know the exact drop date of this. This has been a quick year. When did we start doing the podcast?
2013.
Wow.
It is 3.5 years.
And we've got a guest, and
yeah.
you're going to introduce Jeremy in just a second. But Jeremy had talked, had sent an email or something about we've had 1 million downloads. Well, we've had 2 million downloads. The million that you saw is now we're at 1.2 million a year, but we've passed 2 million.
That is incredible.
It has been incredible. Anyway, I'm talking to Jeremy without introducing him. Will you introduce our guest today, Jonathan?
Jeremy Roberts is the lead pastor at the Church of the Highlands in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and married with 2 children. He serves as an adjunct professor at Liberty University Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He's an author, blogger, podcaster, and all-around fan of Tom Rainer, which is good.
I thought you were going to say a fan of the Tennessee Vols, because that's true as well.
And the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Wow.
Which I know he's enjoying this year, which is different than years past.
Okay. Well, good. I'm just glad when football season is over. That's just my mentality.
Because you win every stinking year.
No, because I don't enjoy winning.
Okay.
It's just
gotten to that point, huh?
It's just a relief. I just want to get games over with now.
Okay.
That's where I am.
All right, before we jump in with Jeremy, we do want to thank Vanderblum & Search Group. They're the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped hundreds of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vanderblum & Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com.
So of our podcast time, I'm getting a little nostalgic. Of our podcast time, Vanderblum's been with us for 2 years. I think they're the only continuing sponsor.
I think so.
I think that's right.
Trying to figure all this out.
That's very cool. So here is what we are talking about. We've talked on many occasions about Invite Your One, and we have been seeing an incredible response to it, particularly at Church Answers. Mm-hmm. The guys are just posting voluntarily what is happening. But Jeremy Roberts is always an early adopter. Anything that comes along that he thinks may be more suited to reach his community and to make his church go in a more healthy direction, Jeremy's always at the forefront. So when we introduced Invite Your One, which is really just a modern day update of Friend Day, the old Friend Day. You were among the first, if not the first, at least among the first to adopt it in your church. So here's what I want to do, Jeremy. First of all, thanks for being here. So I haven't given you my thanks. But now give us the background of everything from deciding to do it to preparing for it, everything up to the actual day, and then we'll talk about the actual day.
Firstly, thank you, Dr. Rainer, for the opportunity to be on here and The Voice.
Oh, gosh.
Such an honor to sit next to The Voice himself. Man.
Well, you know, when you have a voice like mine, you have to defer to a voice like his.
Oh, boy.
What color shirt does he have on? Salmon?
It's red.
Mauve.
Mauve.
It's not.
It's the color of the carpet in Sam's church.
That is so true.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, now that we've gotten our shots in with Jonathan already at the very beginning, the way that we got started with Invite Your One, you dropped a few hints about it on your podcast a couple of times, but I had 13 classes with Elmer Towns as a student at Liberty University degrees.
Let's pause for just a minute. You had 13 classes? You mean courses? Different courses? Or just classes?
No, as a student at Liberty University from, I did a bachelor's degree, one of my master's, and a doctorate at Liberty, and so I just took Towns all the time.
Wow.
And
was there any repetition at any point?
Of course, yeah, it made it easier.
I heard this. Yeah. Okay.
I had Louis Drummond at Southern in my master's and doctorate for 7 courses.
Wow.
And I don't remember the difference between
Was it just like one course 7 times?
Dr. Towns.
It was the kerygma, always the kerygma, talking about the kerygma.
Dr. Towns was, he would push Friend Day, and then they morphed it into My Friendship Connection, then it morphed into non-existence, I think, for a season. But so I heard so much about it. I did my own version of it when I pastored the Knoxville area years ago. But then when you were talking about it, I was just thinking, you know, we really need to do something to kick off our fall season with much more of a strategic nature than we've ever done. And it just struck a chord with the way that our church structures our calendar, and I'm a more systematized person. I really like the idea of being given a step-by-step system to learn how to have the highest attendance you would ever have at your church. And so I know that sounds more idealistic and may sound impractical in terms of actually pulling it off, but we were able to pull it off just because we followed everything to a T. And I think that was so important. But I guess what struck a chord with me about it is just that I wanted to see, after all the research that you guys do, how to have that step-by-step system to pull it off.
Well, when we introduced this, Jeremy, we had a twofold objective. One objective was a high attendance day, but the greater objective was to create an ethos where people could see that if they invited somebody, they might really come. Yeah. And maybe it doesn't develop a habit, but at the very least, it develops an awareness that could develop into a habit. So that's one of the purposes behind it, because we have so many church members around the United States, North America, who don't even think about inviting people. And they get shocked when they invite someone and they say, okay, I'll come.
Yeah. Did you have any stories of that with people just saying, I didn't expect them to come, but I invited so-and-so? Yeah. And
I mean, the school that's right down the street from us, Chattanooga Central High School, there's a brand new coach, head football coach. I took him out to eat. I thought, well, I'll invite him to church. And that really wasn't my intention going into it, but I thought I just started planning for invite year one, I might as well go ahead and get my early invite out of the way. And I was thinking of it more out of a task list perspective.
Yeah, check that
and,
off.
That. But what happened is the entire football team and the coaching staff came
that
to
helps
invite
attendance.
Year one.
That'll work.
Yeah, so I was able to stand up in front of the church and
he
say
sells in bulk.
84 people from the football team and the coaches combined, and then with other people, my wife and I, we brought 100 people ourselves on invite year one.
Yeah. Beat that.
So standing up before the church, there's something.
But that's a great idea, though.
Oh, yeah.
To bring a leader who will bring others.
Something so cool is that we had already poured into the team and stuff. And so that relationship was not just a cold, I'm going to invite you. There was an investment first and then the invite.
Okay, there's an important principle. You had begun to develop relationships with those that ended up being invited.
Yeah, like our church, randomly, our church has a swimming pool, an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So we had pool parties for the football team at our swimming pool and fed them food. And
we got to be clear here before somebody sends an email and says, what is a church doing with a swimming pool? You took an existing retreat camp facility?
Yeah, our church is a replant, and so when we started our church, we took it over an old children's camp.
Actually, it's a pretty neat area, and you've actually got a pretty neat parsonage, if you will, one of the homes on there.
The camp counselor's dorm, 5-bedroom house now. Yeah, it worked out well.
It did work out really well. Yeah, it's a pretty cool situation. But continue on. Tell us a little bit more as you prepared for this Invite Your One Day.
Well, we did a capital campaign a couple of years ago, financially speaking. And if any of the listeners know this who've gone through it, that when you have a capital campaign, you get your leaders to get their commitments ready before going before the church. And so you gave a similar analogy in one of the videos, Dr. Rayner, about how the leadership base really needs to make sure that they're stepping up first to have invited people before going before the church and saying, we've already all invited these people, now will you follow the lead? And so after I was able to get a large amount of people invited, then I went to my leadership team and said, guys, I need you to step up to the next level. And then after we got all those commitments in of people having names, and if people go to the show notes of this episode of the podcast, you can see a picture of one of these boards up of us having the first names of people that we've invited.
A picture that includes Jeremy Roberts, yours truly, and The Voice.
And The Voice, of course.
And The Voice is there.
But our church had names written down of all these lost people, and we started praying over them. We had a prayer team developed as a part of the system of Invite Your One. And so we had people showing up at the church at all these random hours, praying over over the names and stuff. And what's awesome is that I think that when the church saw man, we already have so many people invited. I can invite somebody as well. And I was seeing the most random people that I never would have thought would have even tried that were bringing 5 and 6 people.
Wow.
And I think it started with the buy-in from seeing all of the leadership base being sold out to invite people. And so the phrase of be a bringer was just repeated everywhere. We had chalk art everywhere around all the sidewalks on our campus. We put hashtag be a bringer on everything. And so then I was driving through a neighborhood one day and I saw hashtag be a bringer in somebody's driveway. And I was like, I know they go to Highlands just driving past their driveway. So it was really cool.
That is incredible. Yeah. Wow. How long was your preparatory stage from the moment you announced you were going to do it to the day of Invite Your Wine?
From the day that I decided to do it to the day I went to my leadership base was probably 2 months.
Okay.
And then the whole amount of time was probably about 5 months. I think the day that you pick to have an Invite Your One Day is so important because
it needs to be a good important. Natural yeah. high
it
attendance
day. It needs to be a high day. It does not need to be Labor Day weekend or Memorial Week. Something like we did the Sunday after school went back.
That's
perfect. We were trying to choose between that and the Sunday after Labor Day, and we chose the right day. Mm. We felt great about that day, and as a result of that, that really helped us to swing into the fall season. And it propelled us because we had the highest attendance we've ever had, including Easter, on our Invite Your One Day.
Wow. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. What were you expecting when you started this, and what happened?
So optimistically, we were looking at 50% increase. We resulted in our biggest mess up is that we have 2 services and we should have had 3.
Mm. So you didn't have enough room?
We didn't have enough room. We didn't have enough parking.
Oh.
The parking, it was just a pain because we didn't have enough volunteers. We had everybody we could find to be a volunteer on the parking team, but we underestimated the potential of the day, I think.
Wow. Yeah. So 50% increase was your goal, and what was your reality?
120.
Whoa. You more than doubled.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
86 from one invite is pretty
helped. So that helped. But I think just we were obsessive about it. And we did other things, like we did Facebook ads and
which we've talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have had a great episode or two about that. And so doing some Facebook ads about that, and we had a special video created for it, and then a big social media campaign. The Sunday before, we did a selfie Sunday where we had 60 seconds in the service where we played the selfie song. If you've ever heard the selfie song,
I've never heard the selfie song.
I don't think that one's in Lifeway Worship, but not in the Broadman hymnal.
But we had people hold up these
Broadman
pieces
hymnal.
Of paper.
Well, I mean, you know,
Baptist hymnal.
Baptist hymnal.
Oh, good gracious. I'm sorry, Jeremy.
But it used to be the Broadman hymnal, didn't it?
It did. Okay, but we're talking about
so
Invite Your One.
I know.
We had people hold up these signs on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper that just says, come to church with me next Sunday. And it had the website. And then everybody took selfies right in the middle of the service. And we put a brief script on the screen to say, this is something you could put on there. And then we had everybody hashtag invite your one. And so anyway, I think that the social media push of it, in addition to the word of mouth stuff combined, and then the Facebook ads, which they worked better than any other time we've ever done them.
So let's look at the convergence that's taking place. First of all, you prepared well. So
yep.
that's key. And that meant you stayed pretty close to the script. You added a few things, but you stayed pretty close to the script and you prepared well. Secondly, you had a great day to pick it. You made certain it was a naturally high attendance day, or
can't,
at least you wanted
it. You can't understate that. The day is so important.
It is critically important. You got early leadership involvement, and then you added other involvement. And it sounds like you did everything well, except you just underestimated.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great lesson to learn from our mistake, is that if you do this, you really need to prepare with expectation that God's going to bring the people. I mean,
like a best case scenario.
Best case. I mean, it's always better to have too many volunteers than to have too much parking. And we weren't prepared for it, and it resulted in a few guests telling me in our follow-up, you know, love the church, didn't like having to park in the grass way out there next to the barn.
Wow. Wow. Hey, I've got a story for both of y'all on my first Friend Day, which was the Forerunner, of course.
Did you have to park by the barn, too?
No, St. Petersburg didn't have barns in those days.
We have them all over Chattanooga.
My guest was the mayor.
Yes.
And he comes to our house just to talk to us before, after I'd invited him, and didn't know him well, the mayor of St. Petersburg. And he ended up telling us that he would not be able to come, and so the head of the city council, they had a chairman of the city council, ended up coming, which was fine. But he walks into our place and said, the reason I cannot come is it looks like we're going to get a Major League Baseball team in Tampa Bay. And so he's telling us in our living room that of it, and that was in 1987, that way before the team got there, that they were, and he said, I'm going to wherever to work on that. I said, that's good. You get us a team, we'll have a good Friend Day.
Yeah, that's
invite you one. All right, so let's continue on with invite your one day. So anything else on the preparation? Anything else on the day before we get to the day of?
Utilizing every asset that you can have from a marketing standpoint, some of the things that come with the whole system of sermon outlines and stuff, to be honest, that made me a little confused at first, just because it feels funny to take a partial sermon. It's not a full manuscript, but that somebody else wrote, because, you know, a sermon process, preparation process is so intimate with the Lord. But it wound up working out really well. But we got all that stuff together, all of the sermon stuff together before the series started, so that we could have full concentration from our leadership team without having sermon preparation time. So I took my typical sermon preparation time during the public launch of it and made it all marketing time.
The promotion of Invite Your
Right,
One.
And that really helped out too.
So we're talking with Jeremy Roberts, the lead pastor of the Church of the Highlands from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He is talking to us about Invite Your One. And again, a reminder, Invite Your One is a day where you attempt to, you lead your church, I should say, to have a high attendance day, not merely for the sake of numbers, but to get people in the habit of inviting people for the sake of the gospel. Okay, let's go to the day. You've told us some of the things about the day. 120% increase. Did I remember that number correctly?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and you told us that it was more than you had anticipated, so that was one of the weaknesses. You had not prepared well for parking or just space and volunteers in general. What are some of the dynamics that happened on that day?
Part of the system is having a prayer team in place, and so there is there's a man in our church that is Hispanic, and he prays often in our church in Spanish. And so
speaking in tongues.
Yeah, a biblical tongue.
He has an interpreter, though.
Yes, that's good glossolalia right there. So anyway, he led the charge and kicked off our time in praying. And I think that the day of starting it off with having your prayer team there earlier than in any of the other days, because every Sunday leading up to it, the prayer team is supposed to be meeting together. But we added a little bit more time to the prayer time so that there would be just a much heavier emphasis on intercession leading into it. And I think that intercessory prayer time really poured into the corporate gatherings. And so when we had our rallying time as praying partners, then we had our volunteers all get together and we kind of had a little pump me up rally. And then we treated it like game time, like a football team would. And so then everybody dispersed into their locations of where they're serving and stuff. Now, we did prepare with enough coffee for enough people. And
that's important.
Did you did you have food? Jonathan wants to know if you had food.
We had food. Yeah, it's covered on every podcast for
Killing
Jonathan.
It.
And but the day of, it was more about execution of everything that we planned and going into it. And with Invite Your One, like I said, it has all the sermon stuff and it has a lot of the details involved. But I made sure that I preached a little bit shorter than I typically do. And the reason why is because there were way less people used to sitting still and listening to a sermon. So typically I preach about 35 minutes. I preached about 25 minutes that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little tweak that I made, and it resulted well. And we also had a lot more decision counselors ready for that. And we cleared out one room that was somebody's office, and we said, you're not going to have an office for a day. And so we made that an extra decision counseling room, and we were able to use that as well. So that was
good. So you saw some people become followers of Christ.
We did, yeah. We saw 7 come to Jesus that day.
Wow.
And on the board that is on the show notes that we took a picture of, it lists all these people's first names of all the people that our members were inviting to invite your one. And then what we did the following Sunday is every person who came to Jesus, whose first name was written on the board, we had them go up with a red Sharpie and circle their name in red that they're covered by the blood of the Lamb.
That is amazing. So cool. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So having done this, you've learned some lessons. Will you do it again in the future?
Oh, yeah. We'll do it for sure. Yeah.
So it can become somewhat of a rhythm of the church, whether it's annual or biannual.
Yeah, I think you could do it once or twice, just like you said, annual or biannual. If you did it more than that, I think it would take away the specialness of it. But
Sure. But
for us, we plan on our 2017 calendar. We have a plan of doing it again the Sunday after school starts, August of 17. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Jonathan.
Follow up on guests. How did that go?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. We this is one of the little tweaks that
That's a lot to follow up, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well,
more than the attendance of the church.
One of the tweaks that we did make to the system was the follow-up process, because connection cards. Dr. Rainer, you're big on a connection card being just the name and the email and very little information. And I'm just telling you, we tested this out about 3 months before we did Invite Your One for the purpose of knowing how to handle it on an Invite Your One day. And so we initially had business cards printed to serve as connection cards that just had 3 lines on it. And it just, we got less of a return. This is just our situation. We got less of a return with those smaller connection cards. And I don't know if it was the length of it or the size of it.
Sure.
But it was one of those things. And so
I'm glad you tested it so you'd know contextually what works.
Yeah, just contextually for us. So we went back to asking for their address as well. And I had a team implemented, and they came back to the church at 4:30 that afternoon. And it was a group of older women in our church, and women who probably couldn't do a lot more physical things around our property. But, man, they can write notes like crazy. And so we wrote handwritten notes to all of them, and we mailed those out on a strategic day. We used Boomerang, which is a Gmail extension, and we went ahead and wrote the emails on that Sunday afternoon, but we programmed it to not be sent out until Wednesday, since they were getting their letters on a different day. And then we called all of them that Sunday afternoon. So between the email, the handwritten note, and the phone call, that's what they got the first week. And then the second week, they got a mass text message. And then the third week, they got a form letter. And then once a quarter or so, we have a team of people that calls all of our guests from the previous quarter. So that's been our system.
That's a great system of follow-up. And by the way, on my recommendation of little information is typically better. As you well know, my son Jess is my pastor at the church at Spring Hill. He elects to do otherwise as well.
It's contextual.
Yeah. Well, here's what he does. He has a card that has name, email, address. And he said, at the very least, give us your name and email. If you're comfortable giving us more, do so. And so he's making it optional. I haven't asked him, you know, what he's typically getting. But he's also paying $5 to a local food ministry for every card that's turned in. So they're getting a lot of responses. That's what's happening. So one final question, Jeremy. Now we're past Invite Your One. You saw 120% increase. You were prayerfully hoping for a 50% increase. What's been the result afterwards?
We settled at an 11%. We're up 11% from the previous fall. So,
that's right.
Yeah, so the church is doing well. It's just hard to hold on to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't keep.
You're not going to hold on to 100. We knew that.
No, and no, I realized that a lot of those football players weren't going to keep coming back. But, I mean, I was still really happy that the attendance became what it's become. The one other thing that I would say, looking back, that we're going to tweak, because we had a debriefing meeting with my leadership team, is that we have an online form that we call Plan Your Visit, where people fill out a connection card before they come to the church. Mm-hmm. And what that results in is we're able to text them, if they put on the connection card, yeah, I have a preschool or something, we're able to text them with specific directions. When you come to the campus and you park in that guest space, our team will already know the names of your kids and where to take them. We'll roll out the red carpet for you. But in our Facebook ads and in all of our preparation for everybody knew who they were inviting, we didn't push that at all. And looking back, I think we could have had a better first-time guest experience.
Is that a software that you use?
No, it's just a form on our website that says...
So pre-registration.
It's a pre-registration process. And I think that that's something that we're going to tweak moving into the future.
Well, you've been listening to Jeremy Roberts, the lead pastor of the Church of the Highlands in Chattanooga, talk about the great experience of Invite Your One. When you introduced Jeremy, you mentioned that he was an adjunct professor at Midwestern as well as Liberty, and Midwestern is one of our great sponsors.
Midwestern Seminary is one of the fastest growing seminaries in North America and exists to train leaders for the church. The local church is God's plan A for proclamation of the gospel, and there is no plan B, and that is Midwestern's vision and heartbeat, equipping pastors and other ministry leaders who are called to expand God's mission in the world through the local church. At Midwestern Seminary, they train leaders for the church. Visit them online at mbts.edu and begin your ministry training today. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
Jeremy, thank you for being here. This has been absolutely fantastic story, and I hope I know it'll be an inspiration to many other people that say, we can do something and follow the instructions and try to do what it says.
I'm going to give you an easy plug here, Dr. Rainer. What website do people go to check out Invite Your One?
InviteYourOne.com, and it's also in the show notes here.
Yeah.
So either one, we got a link as well. Thanks, Jeremy.
Jeremy, if they want to connect more with you online, where do they do that?
Go to jeremyroberts.org. And, I'm offering a free cheat sheet right now. If you go to jeremyroberts.org/cheat sheet, and I'm helping people transition their sermon series into books. So go to jeremyroberts.org/cheat sheet.
I like that.
There we go.
I like that.
All right. Thanks again for joining us today on Rainer on Leadership. Thanks again to Jeremy for being here. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.